You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Sulo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the Velvet Mills Complex in historic Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264. Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. It is a pleasure to welcome back to our studios, our beautiful studios here in downtown Exeter, Rhode Island, Richard Erickson, the Executive Director of Courthouse Center for the Arts. Welcome back, Richard.
Hey, thanks.
Nice to see you again. And
you too.
We had Richard on one other show a couple months ago.
Yep.
As he was just starting his position as the new head of Courthouse Center for the Arts. And it's been a few months. What do you want to tell us?
Well, it's almost 6 months. It's been, and it will be. And it's been great. I've had a good time.
Always problems, I'm sure, with you're dealing with a lot of volunteers in an organization
yes.
like that, right?
Yes.
And a lot of fundraising to do and getting
yes.
things off the ground. And so we're glad that the facility is there and that you're there and that things are going to be back on track again. And today we're going to talk about an upcoming performance, which is very interesting. But before we talk about that performance, let's just back up a little bit. And give some people that might have missed the last show a little explanation about Courthouse Center for the Arts and what they do.
Well, we are a full-service arts organization. We are Courthouse Center for the Arts with a capital S. And what we do is we do all kinds of arts, and our focus this year is to bring arts together into different projects. So we're starting with our Broadway musical shows, which we are calling Broadway in the Courtroom. And they are all Broadway musicals that we are going to be doing between now and December. We are about to announce an Academy for the Arts, which will be a long-term school. And we're going to have a musical theater program to start. Duh. And then we're going to introduce a digital media and digital filmmaking curriculum, which will include how to make your own app, how to build a website, as well
wow.
as classes and digital video and editing. We're going to have two big signature events this year, one of which is going to be called Medical Arts. And what we're going to do is we're going to focus on doctors and their art. So we're going to bring together slammers, poetry, painters, performers, comedians, all doctors.
Huh.
And all the art is going to be about doctors and
wow.
by doctors.
That's
I know. South County Hospital is going to be involved with us in that.
Great.
And then we're going to do something called The Art of Eating, which will basically be the same idea, all the arts together under the idea of, what do we do about eating? We paint it, we dance it, we think about it, and we eat.
Mm-hmm.
We eat. So the idea is to bring the arts together this year. And we'll have some single concerts as well as that, gallery shows, all kinds of stuff.
Excellent. Well,
yep.
we'll have Richard back many times to explain those individually, I'm sure. And it'll be sounds like a very interesting year. I don't think I've heard of anyone doing anything quite like that. So that's... Leave it to you to bring something that hasn't been done before.
It's a wow. Yeah.
All right. Well, the thing I alluded to earlier in the program was the fact that you have a big event coming up in a very short space of time here. So let's talk about the first musical coming up, Avenue Q.
Yeah. It's the funniest musical I've seen in 10 years. And I saw it about 7 years ago on Broadway, and it's been running in New York now for 7 years. And we are going to do the first Rhode Island production of it. We have the first rights to create a production in the state of Rhode Island. So, and we're opening February 17th.
February 17th, yeah. Avenue Q. Now, for people that are listening that say, oh, I know Broadway musicals. There was Oklahoma. There was Music Man. There was Hello, Dolly. This isn't quite like that, right?
That would be correct.
And it's not West Side Story either.
It's not West Side Story. Although there is dancing in this, it's puppet dancing.
Puppet dancing. Okay, so Avenue Q relates to a children's show that will leave nameless.
A very famous children's show. And there was a big kind of bird in it, you know, with yellow fluff. Yeah. Exactly. It's a spoof of that. It's a parody of that show. But this is for adults.
Okay, so this is an adult version. This is not, when we stress the word not made for young children.
That would be correct. I would say it's not for the little ones is the way that I would put it, yes.
So this is going to be entertainment for the adult scene.
And bring your extended family, but not your children.
Not the children. Okay,
right, exactly.
Well, that sounds good. We'll get more details. Let's listen to just the opening theme from that, and maybe we'll get a little flavor of what's going on. Well, that was kind of exactly what I expected from music, from what you described, as far as the kind of fun and light, younger-sounding voices. And
yeah.
What is the cast like for this? Is there a cast of hundreds, a cast of two, a cast of...
There's a cast of seven, seven humans and 12 puppets.
Seven humans and 12, and all the puppets have voices?
All the puppets have voices.
So are the voices done by those seven people?
The voices are done by... five of those seven people.
Okay.
So. In other words, there are two humans, like that famous TV show, the children's show, there are two humans who don't have puppets, but all the rest of the humans manipulate one or two puppets.
Okay. So I did the Broadway show Carnival.
Yep. Oh.
And I played Marco
Paul?
The Magnificent.
Oh, you played Marco, right. Okay.
And then I also was the voice of Horrible Henry, the puppet. So
yeah.
There you go. So using the same voices. Okay. So we can relate to that. And now, when we said it's not for children, we want to make sure that people are aware that the music we are playing today is also not necessarily for children.
Right.
There is some lyric in some of these songs. You'll be able to tell by the titles that we tell you that maybe this isn't where you want to have the little ones listening to this show this evening. So we'll just give you that warning up front. And that starts in this next tune we're about to listen to, right?
Right.
And this is called the I can't remember.
Help me! I forgot what it is.
The English.
What do you do with a B A in English? It sucks to be me.
Okay, so do we need to explain any more?
No, I don't think so.
All right. Well, it's
actually, can I just say one thing?
Sure.
I think everyone identifies with the idea that their life is really bad right now, and everyone else wants to top them. And right. That's what this song, It Sucks to Be Me, is about.
All right. There are some spots in this where you'll hear us fade in and out, and we'll avoid some of the other language that might be there. So it's about 5.5 minutes, almost 6 minutes long, so you won't listen to quite the whole thing, but you'll certainly get the flavor.
What do you do with the BA in English? What is my life going to be? 4 years of college and plenty of knowledge have earned me this useless degree. I can't
can't pay the bills yet, 'cause I have no skills yet. The world is a big scary place, but somehow I can't shake the feeling I might make a difference to the human race.
Morning, Brian.
Hi, Kate Monster.
How's life?
Disappointing.
What's the matter?
The catering company laid me off.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Me too. I mean, look at me. I'm 10 years out of college, and I always thought, oh.
What?
No, it sounds stupid.
Aw, come on.
When I was little, I thought I would be
what?
A big comedian on late night TV.
Oh.
But now I'm 32, and as you can see, I'm not.
Nope.
Oh well.
Mm.
It sucks to be me.
No.
It sucks to be me.
No.
It sucks to be broke and unemployed and turning 33. It sucks to be me.
You think your life sucks?
I think so.
Your problems aren't so bad. I'm kinda pretty. I'm pretty damn smart.
You are.
Thanks. I like romantic things like music and art. And as you know, I have a gigantic heart. So why don't I have a boyfriend? It sucks to be me.
Me too.
It sucks to be me.
It sucks to be me. It sucks to be Brian.
And
to not have a job.
To not have a date.
It sucks to be me.
You're not my mother, Rod.
Hey, Rod, Nikki, can you settle something for us? Do you have a second?
Certainly.
Whose life sucks more, Brian's or mine?
Ours.
We live together.
We're close as people can get.
We've been the best of buddies
ever since the day we met.
So he knows lots of ways to make me really upset.
Whoa.
Oh, every day is an aggravation.
Come on, that's an exaggeration.
You leave your clothes out.
What?
You put your feet on my chair.
Oh, yeah? You do such anal things like ironing your underwear.
You make that very small apartment we share a hell.
So do you. That's why I'm in hell too.
It sucks to be me.
No, it sucks to be me.
It sucks to be me.
It sucks to be me.
Is there anybody here it doesn't suck to be? It sucks to be me.
Our lives suck.
Your lives suck. I hitting you correctly. Ha! I coming to this country for opportunities. Try to work in Korean daddy, but I am Japanese. But with hard work, I earned 2 master's degrees in social work. And now I am therapist, but I have no clients. And I have an unemployed fiance.
Well, there you go. We only had to take a little space out here and there, and it was fun.
Just a little space, yes.
Just a little space.
One syllable, right?
You'll get to hear the missing words if you go there live.
Yes, if you pay $15 for a ticket. Right.
Speaking of $15 for a ticket, why don't you tell us about time, place, and cost, all that stuff?
Okay. First performance is February 16th, Thursday night. We run Thursday through Saturdays at 7 p.m. and Sunday. We run Thursdays through Saturday at 7 p.m.
Yeah.
And then we have matinees Saturday and Sunday at 2 p.m. Tickets are $15 and $25. And you can call for tickets at 401-782-1018. Or you can go to our website, www.courthousearts.org. And group sales, if you're interested in that, you can call 782-1018 and talk to Martha Stamp.
Martha?
Martha Stamp at Extension 8, the famous Martha Stamp who ran Theater by the Sea's box office for
quite a while. Yeah.
Even before, way before I was there.
Wow. Yeah. All right. Well, that'll be interesting. For those of you that are old Theater of the Sea goers, we didn't mention that in the beginning of the show, but that's where you might know Richard's name from. Many years there. Well, how about
and many years ago.
Yeah, but 11? About 11 years there.
Yeah, with ForQuest.
Yeah. There we go. All right. We have one more song to get in before the break. And this one, again, is a little bit long and has an interesting title. It's about a politically incorrect thing to be talking about, but it's everyone's a little bit racist.
Yeah, and it's true. And what this song basically says is, we all think this way. Admit it, guys.
Right. Okay.
So here we go. Yeah.
Yeah. I can relate to that. I can remember my many, many years ago, a very dear friend of mine, we were driving in the car together, and he was about 20 years older than me. And he started swearing at all the Italians that were driving around and started calling them not nice names. And I remember saying to him, I said, hey, I'm Italian. He said, well, yeah, but you're different.
Exactly.
So here we go with that. Okay. And then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts.
Say, Kate, can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Well, you know Trekkie Monster upstairs?
Uh-huh.
Well, he's Trekkie Monster and you're Kate Monster.
Right.
You're both monsters.
Yeah.
Are you two related?
Princeton, I'm surprised at you. I find that racist.
Well, I'm sorry, I was just asking.
Well, it's a touchy subject. No, not all monsters are related. What are you trying to say, huh? That we all look the same to you?
No,
huh?
No,
huh?
No,
huh?
No! Oh, not at all. Oh, I'm sorry, I guess that was a little racist.
I should say so. You should be much more careful when you're talking about the sensitive subject of race.
What? Well, look who's talking.
What do you mean?
What about that special monster school you told me about?
What about it?
Well, could someone like me go there?
No, we don't want people like you.
You see? You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
I guess we're both a little bit racist.
Admitting it is not an easy thing to do.
But I guess it's true.
Between me and you, I think everyone's a little bit racist. Sometimes. Doesn't mean we go around committing hate crimes. Look around and you will find no one's really colorblind. Maybe it's a fact we all should face. Everyone makes judgments based on race.
No, not big judgments like who to hire or who to buy a newspaper from.
No.
No, just little judgments like thinking that Mexican busboys should learn to speak goddamn English.
Right.
Everyone's a little bit racist today.
So everyone's a little bit racist.
Okay.
Ethnic jokes might be uncouth, but you laugh because they're based on truth. Don't take them as personal attacks. Everyone enjoys them, so relax.
All right, stop if you've heard this one.
Okay.
All right, there's a plane going down.
Uh-huh.
There's only one parachute, and there's a rabbi, a priest,
and a black guy.
What you talking about, Kate? You were telling a black joke.
Well, sure, Gary, but lots of people tell black jokes.
I don't.
Well, of course you don't. You're black. But I bet you tell Polack jokes, right?
Well, sure I do. Those stupid Polacks.
Now, don't you think that's a little racist?
Well, damn. I guess you're right.
You're a little bit racist.
Well, you're a little bit too.
We're all a little bit racist.
I think that I would have to agree with you.
We're glad you do.
It's sad, but true. Everyone's a little bit racist. All right.
All right.
All right.
All right. Bigotry has never been exclusively white.
If we all could just admit that we are racist a little bit, even though we all know that it's wrong, maybe it would help us. Do I feel good?
Now there was a fine, upstanding black man.
Who?
Jesus Christ.
But Gary, Jesus was white.
No, Jesus was black.
No, Jesus was white.
No, I'm pretty sure Jesus was black.
Guys, guys! Jesus was Jewish.
Hey guys, what are you laughing about?
Racism!
Cool!
What's that mean?
Recyclables. Hey! Don't laugh at her! How many languages do you speak?
Oh, come off it, Brian!
Everyone's a little bit racist.
I'm not!
Oh, no?
Nope! Ha! How many Oriental wives have you got?
Brian, buddy, where you been? The term is Asian American.
I know you are no intending to be, but calling me Oriental offensive to me.
I'm sorry, honey. I love you.
And I love you.
But you're racist too.
Yeah, I know. The Jews have.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We're having a very fun evening listening to music from Avenue Q, which will be presented by Courthouse Center for the Arts. And Richard Erickson is here explaining along the way of what a fun show this is. And speaking of that, in that last song, there was a character that a lot of people would be familiar with. Tell us about who that might have been.
Okay. Gary Coleman's in our show.
Gary Coleman is in your... That's a trick.
Yeah, child star from Different Strokes. You remember him.
Right.
Well, there is a character in our show named Gary Coleman, and it's the Gary Coleman. But what? Well, it's not a puppet.
It's a real person.
It's a real person.
Real person.
Yeah.
Well, that'll be interesting. That could be worth the price of admission
I think so, too. You just heard him singing in the last song.
There you go.
That was Gary Coleman.
Now, the songs we've been listening to are not... Courthouse Center by the Arts production. Obviously, this is the cast recording, and you've seen the production in New York on Broadway, right?
I have. I've seen it like four times. I saw it first about 7 years ago, and I laughed so hard I couldn't breathe. And I also thought it was the reason I remembered it was because it moved me also, because it puts a lot of issues and challenges out there. How do we talk to each other? What do kids today with a BA in English do when there's no jobs?
Right.
You know, and this whole idea of political correctness and all the challenges of dealing person to person.
Is this coming from, you mentioned there were two people in the show versus puppets.
Gary Coleman is one. There are actually three. There are three. There's Gary Coleman, and there is a woman named Christmas Eve, who is a Japanese-American therapist, who is about to marry Brian, who is a down-on-his-luck comedian. They are three humans. And the rest of the characters are puppets manipulated by humans.
Okay.
But I think the cool thing about this show is that the actors actually act the scenes and sing the songs. The puppets are an extension of them, but it's not like the puppets are the actors.
No, they're giving the feelings.
They're giving the feelings, exactly.
Yep. Okay, so the puppets can say things that... kind of like a Jeff Dunham thing, ventriloquist, where he has his puppet saying things that you think he would never say. Now,
exactly.
As a ventriloquist, he's thinking them, but
he's not. And also, the thing about the show is that it deals with things that are sometimes a little difficult or a little risque, but it's so damn charming. This show is so charming and so heartfelt that everyone walks out loving it. So.
Oh. That's a good thing. Yep. And you saw it recently in New York, still sold out
after all these years. Yep.
Still crazy after all these years. All right.
Still crazy.
This next one is an interesting title again. I'm not wearing any underwear. I'm not telling Richard that. That's the name of the song.
No, I am wearing underwear today. That's the name of the song. It's sung by Brian, who is the down on his luck comedian. And this song sort of tells you why he's down on his luck.
Here we go.
I'm not wearing underwear today. No, I'm not wearing underwear today. Not that you probably care much about my underwear. Still, nonetheless, I gotta say that I'm not wearing underwear today.
Get a job!
Thank you, honey.
There you go. Now you're not wearing any underwear today. That was obviously very short and to the point. And Are there a lot of those kind of things in the show, or are they just...
This is totally a politically incorrect, very funny show. And that, you heard the woman shouting, get a job?
Right.
That's Brian's fiance, Christmas Eve, who all through the show is trying to get her guy to get a job. So
I've known some guys like that.
Yeah, me too.
All right. I was laughing so much at the get the under. Not wearing underwear. I forget where we're going here.
Where are we going?
Where are we going?
We're going to Avenue Q. That's where we're going.
We're going to Avenue Q. I know what it was. I was going to ask you. This is not a community theater project. This is a professional theater similar to, as we mentioned, Theater by the Sea.
Theater by the Sea or the GAM.
Right.
And we have, on this show, we have a great thing happening. We have the New York puppet master and dance captain coming up to coach our actors. In other words, he is responsible for maintaining the puppets movement in New York and all the dance numbers, and he's going to come work with our actors Monday, February 6th. And those actors include, by the way, we have a wonderful young woman from Rhode Island, a relatively recent graduate of Rhode Island College named Talia Triangolo, who's going to play Kate Monster. And she's fantastic. We have a master puppeteer and very funny guy named Aaron Lanthrop from North Stonington.
Hmm.
We sort of went, what? Where do these people come from?
Right down the street. Yeah.
But Christmas Eve is coming from New York. Eve, the one playing the fiancé, is coming from New York. And Gary Coleman now lives in New Hampshire. Our Gary Coleman.
Gary Coleman.
New Hampshire coming down here, yeah.
All right. So. And you mentioned the first actress you mentioned coming from Rhode Island College. Just recently in the news with a Rhode Island College graduate receiving an Oscar nomination. So that's kind of a...
I tell you, they got an incredible training school there.
Yeah.
We hosted the recital of their music theater studio, Fred Schiff's musical theater studio, 2 weekends ago. I was like amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Can I say that when I was working at Theater by the Sea, I don't remember talent like this at home here.
Right. I think the amazing change in institutions like Rhode Island College and URI and several of the others, it's come a long, long way.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember Rhode Island College when I was in college was kind of like, oh, you go to Rhode Island College. It's not that way anymore.
No.
That's great. All right. We'll get back to Avenue Q now. And this next song is about my girlfriend. What's that?
My girlfriend lives in Canada. I think called?
That's right. My girlfriend lives in Canada.
Yes, this is a closeted gay banker who is desperately trying to prove to all his friends that he is not gay. So he sings this song about his girlfriend who is in Canada all the time.
Right.
That's what this is about.
She's really there. Believe me. Right.
Ow. I wish you could meet my girlfriend. My girlfriend who lives in Canada. She couldn't be sweeter. I wish you could meet her. My girlfriend who lives in Canada. Her name is Alberta. She lives in Vancouver. She cooks like my mother and sucks like a Hoover. I email her every single day just to make sure that everything's okay. It's a pity she lives so far away in Canada. Last week she was here, but she had the flu. Too bad, 'cause I wanted to introduce her to you. It's so sad, there wasn't a thing that she could do but stay in bed with her legs up over her head. Oh! I wish you could meet my girlfriend, but you can't because she is in Canada. I love her, I miss her, I can't wait to kiss her. So soon I'll be off to Alberta. I mean Vancouver. Shit, her name is Alberta. She lives in Vancouver. She's my girlfriend, my wonderful girlfriend. Yes, I have a girlfriend who lives in Canada. And I can't wait to eat her pussy again.
Okay, that was My Girlfriend Lives in Canada. He's kind of convincing. I guess we get a little confused there, but
we get a little confused there.
Yeah,
the audience isn't confused though.
We're gonna try something a little bit different. Give a warning to make sure that you understand what the show is about. There's an advertisement you said in New York about the puppets.
Yeah, on the ads in New York, they bill it as live puppet sex on stage, and that's true.
Okay,
it's not human sex, but there is a sex scene.
With puppets.
With the puppets.
All right.
On top of the piano at the courthouse.
So be warned if you're a pianist and you don't like to see pianos used in that way, don't go. All right. We're going to get one more in before the break. Fine Line. There's a Fine Line. Fine Line. Tell us about this.
It's the big romantic ballad. And Kate Monster and Princeton have been dating, and she wants him to commit, and he's a guy.
Uh-oh.
And you've heard the story occasionally that guys have problems sometimes committing.
That's true.
Yeah, right. And she basically tells him, okay, if you're not going to commit, that's the end. And then she sings this beautiful, beautiful song.
We will listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more of Courthouse Center for the Arts.
There's a fine, fine line between a lover and a friend. There's a fine, fine line between reality and pretend. And you never know till you reach the top if it was worth the uphill climb. There's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of There's a fine, fine line between a fairy tale and a lie. And there's a fine, fine line between your wonderful and goodbye. I guess if someone doesn't love you back, it isn't such a crime. But there's a fine, fine line between love and a waste of your time. Between together and not. And there's a fine, fine line between what you wanted and what you got. You gotta go after the things you want while you're still in your prime. There's a fine, fine line between
We are back on Conducting Conversations, talking about the show Avenue Q, which will be presented at Courthouse Center for the Arts coming up in just a couple weeks. And sounds like a real fun show, although on an adult theme. We'll keep giving you that warning, and not necessarily for children or younger people. But, Richard, there's a whole new staff at Courthouse Center for the Arts. Yeah, you've had a lot of work to do to get people in place and get these things going, and
we have, this is almost an entirely new staff, although one of the favorite courthouse actors, Doug, is going to be in Avenue Q. He's going to play the baggy pants comedian down on his luck who sings the underwear song.
Okay.
But we have Lila Kane. That's what I wanted to tell you about. Lila Kane is our resident musical director. I used to work with her at Theater by the Sea. She is, in my opinion, the best musical director for musical theater in Rhode Island, and we're lucky to have her.
That's great were able to get people like that to come back and help out.
And utilize
their talents.
Utilize their talents. And I think a lot of people in this show were attracted to the idea of doing Avenue Q.
Excellent.
Actors love it, yeah.
There is life outside your apartment. Sounds like a statement on life, but that's another song title that we're about to hear.
Right, as we say, apartment.
Apartment,
yes. There's life outside your apartment. Yeah, it's, you know, Princeton has been ditched by Kate, and he's sitting in his apartment with a pile of pizza boxes and sitting around in his pajamas all day, and so his friends get him together and take him out on a tour of the delights of New York City.
Here we go.
Princeton?
Yeah.
Listen, buddy, nobody's seen you for 2 weeks. What's up with that?
I went to work for a temp agency, and they fired me for being too depressing on the phone. I maxed out my cards. I'm 2 months behind in rent. I totally messed up my personal life. Oh, and Brian, I still haven't found my purpose.
All right, get off your ass and stop worrying. Everyone's getting together to mess around the city today.
Have fun.
When I say everyone, that includes you. There is life outside your apartment. I know it's hard to conceive, but there's life outside your apartment, and you're only gonna see it if you leave. There is cool shit to do, but it can't come to you, and who knows, dude, you might even score. There is life outside your apartment, but you've got to open the door.
No thanks, I'm staying in.
Don't tell me I gotta force you.
Sorry.
All right, everyone, he's resisting.
There is life outside.
There is life outside.
There is life outside.
There is life outside your apartment. There's a pigeon squashed on the street.
Ew.
There's a girl passing by.
No, I think it's a guy.
And a homeless man who only wants to buy something to eat.
Sorry, can't help you.
We could go to the zoo.
Pick up girls at NYU.
We could sit in the park smoking pot.
Or not.
There is life outside your apartment.
Well, I guess I'll give it a shot.
Ah! There is life outside your apartment. I know. Yes! There is life outside your apartment.
There is cool shit
there
to do,
cool,
but it can't find it you, so come on!
Get out of the way, asshole!
Fuck you!
There is life outside your apartment. Oh, you never know what's around the bend. You could win the lotto or make a friend.
Take her home to see your apartment.
Want to feel special.
Special?
I can see that you do.
Wow.
Well, I can make you feel special,
special.
If you let me feel you.
Chill.
Where's your pen?
Not too far.
We could call you a car.
We'll be fine. Thank you. See ya.
Hope you don't get gonorrhea.
There is life outside your apartment,
but now it's time to
there
go.
Is life.
Richard, earlier we talked about the song that had racist in it, and we talked about how some of this is supposedly politically incorrect and not done a lot anymore.
No.
Do you have problems ever with actors that are saying, I don't want to do that, or they buy into what this is all about?
On the contrary, they love it. I mean, one of the sensitivities of this show is that there is an Asian American, as we've talked, character named Christmas Eve, and Gary Coleman is in the show. With Christmas Eve, she has to basically speak in a pidgin, politically incorrect accent.
Right.
And she sings a song called The More You Love Him, which you're about to hear, right? Mm-hmm. But what makes it funny and fabulous is the accent, which is totally politically incorrect.
Right.
But it works.
Yeah, it's kind of like was saying how the Indians spoke on the old cowboy shows, right?
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, I had one other quick thought. I just want to say that we're thinking over at the courthouse. What we say around the courthouse is we think that if Sesame Street and South Park had a love child, they might call it Avenue Q. That, to us, sums up this show completely.
All right. And now we're going to rub you.
We're going to rub you, yeah.
Why can't people get along and love each other Christmas Eve?
You think getting along same as loving? Sometimes love, right where you hating most, Kate Monster.
Huh?
The more you love someone, the more you want to care them. The more you love someone, the more he make you cry. Though you are life for making peace with them and loving. That's why you love so strong, you like to make him
So, Richard, we've heard a lot of funny songs and a lot of great lyric and catchy tunes. Overall, what would you say the overall feeling is when people are leaving? What do they leave with?
Well, I think they leave with a feeling that they've identified with a lot of the things that have been said that sometimes we're just afraid to discuss ourselves, but we all think them. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. it makes everybody feel like an extended family, I think. And the other thing about the show is that what it is about underneath all its, fun and yucks and stuff is it's about finding a purpose and about commitment, which is something I think about.
Sure.
I'm sure we all think about that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so people come out, the New York Times said something like people walk out feeling like they're wrapped in a security blanket. Hmm. After this show that just, breaks boundaries, it's a very interesting thing it does.
It's really, in some ways, what almost all theater should be.
Yes, and people talk about it. That's the other thing. They have something to talk about.
Well, that's a great thing.
It allows us to talk about things that we don't.
Opens conversations.
Opens conversations.
And opens your mind. That's great.
I think so, too.
Date, time, place?
Date, February 16th through March 4th, Courthouse Center for the Arts. We're going to play Thursday through Saturdays at 7 p.m., Saturday and Sunday matinees at 2. You can get tickets at www.courthousearts.org or 401-782-1018, and those tickets cost $15, and $25, and group sales are available.
Excellent. So that's all the information you need. Go to the website, check it out, get your tickets, do two things. Do yourself a favor and see this show and have a great time. Bring some friends. And the other thing you're doing is supporting the arts in our area. So whether you're coming from North Stonington, Connecticut, or Woonsocket, Rhode Island, or as far away as perhaps maybe even Seacock.
Oh, my God. Yes.
But wherever you're from, you'd be welcome to Courthouse Center for the Arts. And Richard, if you're there, if you go to Courthouse Center for the Arts for the first time, Richard will buy you dinner. So
Maybe not. Yeah, but you have to have an authentic certification that it's your first time.
Okay, all right. Well, somebody might show
you have to get that from me.
Okay. You'll be handing out a lot of them. But thank you for being here once again. It's been great.
Thank you.
It's always a pleasure to have Richard here, and I look forward to doing more shows with him down the line. We'll talk about some of the other great things coming up. Actually, do you have anything to tell us now about other things that are coming?
Well, one more important thing is that, as I told you earlier, we're trying to bring the arts together. And although Avenue Q is a puppet show in many ways for adults upstairs, mm-hmm. downstairs in the galleries, we have a permanent exhibit during the run of Avenue Q of the Dan Butterworth marionettes, who are these phenomenal puppets and puppet maker who will be doing workshops and puppet shows in the mornings on the weekends during Avenue Q. And you can get all that information on our website, too. Yeah, he is a RISCA and a Rhode Island Foundation grantee. He's amazing. So this way we have puppets downstairs, puppets upstairs. Puppets so upstairs. Bring your kids downstairs, right?
Downstairs for the kids and upstairs for the adults. Right. All right. We'll listen to a couple more tunes, and one more tune, actually. This is called For Now, and this is the big closer, right?
It's the big closer.
All right, here we go. See you next week on Conducting Conversations.
Why does everything have to be so hard?
Maybe you'll never find your purpose.
Lots of people don't.
But then I don't even know why I'm alive.
Well, who does, really? Everyone's a little bit unsatisfied.
Everyone goes round a little empty inside.
Take a breath, look around,
swallow your pride.
For now.
Nothing lasts.
Life goes on.
Full of surprises.
You'll be faced with problems of all shapes and sizes.
You're going to have to make a few compromises. For now.
For now.
But only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
Accept the things we cannot avoid for now.
For now.
For now.
For now.
But only for now.
For now.
Only for now.
rush is only for now. Don't stress, relax, let life roll off your backs. Except for death and paying taxes, everything in life is only for now.
Each time you smile,
only for now.
It'll only last a while.
For now.
Life may be scary,
only for now.
But it's only temporary.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. And by Dr. Michael Zullo Art, regarded as one of the finest living portrait artists in the United States. Visit his gallery at the historic Velvet Mills Complex in Stonington, Connecticut. Call 860-334-1264. That's 860-334-1264.